Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Pastor Rhonda Bello with Positive Power 21 Live Radio Ministry.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Bible Study. We are continuing in the study guide for War Room, which is the Bible Study Guide. We're going to first start with prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for just being God. Lord God, you have guided us through today. You have fought battles that we don't even know about. You have answered our prayers, our requests, our petitions. You have sheltered, put all around us. You didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come before us, and we thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you because we already know that every day is a new day in your life. Every day we're learning. Every day we're gaining wisdom. Every day we're bringing souls back to you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for entrusting us, Lord, to be someone's waymaker, entrusting us to give our tangible testimony to someone so they know that you're not a dead God, but you're an alive God. We thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for today as we are here to learn more about you. Lord God, everything that we learn, we want to be able to apply it to our life. We want to be able to go out and tell everyone that each and every day is a new day in your sight, and themselves too, they might be able to be filled within your glory. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We do not want to leave here, Lord, in which the same way we entered. Search us, Lord, if there's anything that's not of you, we ask you to remove it by the mighty name of Jesus. In your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. We're going into the fourth section, and then it's only five sections in this actual Bible study guide of War Room. And the good thing about it is that our anniversary is at the end of the month, and Pastor has already started a new plan that we're actually going to go into for Bible study, which is very good because the plan that he has is not according to someone else's guide. It's going to be according to the guidance and wisdom that is bestowed upon us from God and also the teachings that we learn here at Holy Mountain. So in the fourth chapter session, it says victory accomplished. If we can have Pastor to start off with page 41, with welcome to week four.
Welcome to week four. Welcome to week four. Begin this week by sharing a portion of your individual study experience together. Use the following question as cues. What stood out most to you during last week, personal Bible studies? How did God speak or guide you? How did God speak or guide you this week? How did you see his grace at work? As a believer's understanding of grace expands, he or she starts to see God's grace as not only what saves us, but also what sustains us in the difficulties of life. Please help me to see evidence of that life-giving grace when it's called to dealing with the attacks of our enemy. We need that grace more than ever when it's called to Satan. People have varying beliefs regarding his experience or activity in their lives. There are those who completely deny the presence of the devil and others who not only believe in him, but pray for every traffic light and rainy day. Some are unaware and are ignorant of his deeds. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. And others may tend to overemphasize his words and fail to absorb human responsibility or recognize divine providence. Regardless, it is important that our theology may the devil stay balanced and be equal. Over the first books in the Bible, reference the devil, and Jesus himself testified to his existence in Luke 10, 18 to 20. Talk to him, see Luke 4. Talk about him, see John 8, 42 to 44. And what about him, see Luke 22, verse 31. The Bible refers to him by many names, including Satan, the devil, the serpent of old, the devil, and the accuser of the brethren. See Revelation 12, 7 to 12. Paul said, for we are not ignorant of his king. 2 Corinthians 2, 11. Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, flew around like a running lion, seeking someone to devour, but resisting faith in your faith.
Now, what we have now, we have a set of discussion questions. And it said, how has your understanding of Satan evolved from childhood to today? When I was growing up, we knew of Satan, we knew of heaven, we knew of hell, but we did not know that there were certain prayer points that go with certain situations. Everything we knew required prayer, but we weren't raised or trained that certain prayer points deals with the devil in this certain way. You don't pray for certain things that you have a stronghold on. You need to pray to get the stronghold off of you. Just like if you need to pray for devourers that pick their hands off your money. There's certain prayer points for that, which we weren't trained as I was growing up for that. We were trained that you need to pray about everything, worry about nothing, but sometimes prayers are not answered the way we actually would expect because we're not praying the prayer point and actually praying for the things that we're actually trying to alleviate out of our lives. So that's how Satan, that's how Satan, understanding of Satan evolved from the childhood and till today. Because I know that I need to identify the problem, pray over that problem, and then continue praying over all the other problems that I have already had either for that day, for that week, for that month, for that generation. But if there is a recent problem, you use that prayer point to pray over that particular problem. Because if you pray in a generic prayer, then you're going to get a generic answer. You're not going to get a direct answer. You're going to get a generic one. And you're trying to find out, Pastor, I've been praying every day. I've been praying for the last 20 years, and my prayer hasn't been answered. But you haven't said, I've been praying that I want the devil to stay out of my life. That's a generic prayer point. What part of your life, what area of your life, what situation in your life, what part, as if you're talking about the entire generation of your life, or are you talking about it may be of the female or your father's house or your mother's house. So that's what I've developed or evolved from childhood to today.
The first one.
Yes.
I'll sit down. From the childhood.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I know.
It's unbelievable that it's even an issue to me that I myself am paralyzed because I question. Sometimes I ask God, with all the childhood problems I had, coupled with what I went through, marriage, after marriage, health challenges, and I'm still here. What if we just had a cold and 2-3 days later they say they are gone? God, what is this that he wants with me? And from the childhood that when I was growing up, my mother said we had maybe it's a genetic thing, the DNA thing, we have asthma. But out of the 5 children my mother had, my asthma was the most virulent. So it said that we got a formula, my mother said that I have to carry me that. This problem is going to kill her. And she has 4 other children to take care of. This is just too much. We're in and out of hospital constantly because of this asthma. Office is 20 when I came to the United States. I still had it. So in other words, when we look at it from spiritual perspective, Satan has known all along what God wanted to do in my life. And the first thing I wanted to do is to ridicule my life with ill health. When I survived that, I thought it's over. I will never be sick again. And I was going about doing everything I wanted to do. All of a sudden, 16 years ago, it started again. And that was the time when I was immersed and began to find out how good God is. I'm a born-again Christian, and I wanted to serve God with all my strength, my might. It came again. Then I had, okay, it survived asthma. This was, I want to tell you, going to survive it. And like you all have known, last year was the third time this violent sickness will come until God said it's over. So, Satan listens, as we all know, he listens. He knows what God wants to do with him. He didn't know everything. But even the listener that he knows, Satan wants to work against him. Because he knows that the only way he can disprove God with you is to bring some kind of calamity or sorrow so that he starts recriminating God. He starts doubting God. He starts murmuring against God. And he knows that when you start doing all those things, you are sinning against him. You are putting sin upon sin. And that alone can affect how you get closer and deeper in your walk with God. So Satan has done quite a bit in my life, but God put him to shame. And I say that for every believer that knows their God, he shall be strong and he shall do exploits. That's all.
As far as I'm concerned, I think Satan has his own way of doing things, but God has his own way of doing it. When I look at my life, I have seen a lot of things that have happened in the past that I know that Satan has really went to war, but God is always overshadowing. It's like one of guest pastor that came to speak was talking about how his master was using him. Made me to remember how my master was using him when I left my elementary school to learn how to self steer. But was using my destiny. I did not know that he was using my destiny for 4.5 years. But as of today, the same man is in the house, cannot even step out of the house. With stroke, accident, everything, calamity, all the money. So, Satan will always use people, but on what you believe in God, you will believe.
Amen. The next one is, how do you tend to deny or downplay the devil or overemphasize his role in your life? And I'm a firm believer, I don't blame the devil for everything because I'm not giving him credit. Sometimes we put our own self in situations and say, oh, the devil is messing with my finances. And you knew before you bought the $1.5 million house that you didn't have a $1.5 million income. Sometimes we know when we jumped in that car, we did not have gas. The devil didn't make your car run out of gas. You didn't have gas when you first jumped in the car. So I don't overplay the devil by letting him think that he has so much control over my life. What I do is I continue to let him know that you are beneath me. I'm stepping on your head. I'm going to deal with you properly. I'm going to make sure that you do not harass us. You do not continue to suffer.
because that's what he's looking for. He, even if he didn't do it, he's laughing and said, aha, yeah, I thank you. Yeah, I wish I would have thought of that, but I don't. Thank you for giving me credit. No, he doesn't do a lot of things in our life because sometimes we have to do, according to what Proverbs say, and use wisdom to be able to know the difference of what's going on and what are actual spiritual attacks. When you get in a situation at work that you have came to work late every day for the last 2 weeks, and now they're telling you one more time they're going to fire you, no, the devil is not trying to take your job. You have not used wisdom by making sure that you keep your own job by going to work on the time that you already told them when you took the job that you commit. So I don't let the devil take control over my life and think that everything that happens that I'm going to blame him. No, we have to take responsibility, and that was in part two, section two of this book. Take spiritual responsibility over our own life because we are the one that's in control. God gave us power and dominion over everything. So therefore, we have to pray to God, ask God for the wisdom, ask God for the strength, and God will bestow it upon us. Anyone else?
Well, I think if we can play out stories, we will see results.
Amen.
If we can play as number one, we will find out that devil we will run rather than for him to be glorified himself. When the fire is burning you, he will leave you. He will be looking for somebody who is prayerless. So, I believe at any point in time, we should not give them a chance in our life. We should be like James Williams once. That the devil in his house, ignore him. We should ignore them at times. And just give God praise. When we know that devil is at work, we should praise God. And God himself, we know that, yes, we cherish it more than the dead.
When I consider some of the things we put to the devil, I think we exaggerate his power over us. So the first thing, the Bible already told us that it is finished. It is finished. Whatever calamity, sorrow, or whatever it might be. It is for us to activate that word. Because even the devil tempted Jesus Christ. The Bible didn't say that he would not come. But he said, I have given you, according to Luke 10:19, I have given you, that is you, the child of God, the born again, I have given you the power, the authority to stand upon Satan, and all the power of the enemy. That means his principalities, his demons, his witches, even his enchantment and ethics, everything that the devil might want to bring. God has already given us power to stand upon it. And it is not to us anyhow. So, even when it comes, because if we say temptation will not come or trial will not come, you are lying to yourself. But we have been given the tool, the spiritual tool, the word of God, the breath of honesty and righteousness. To be able to defend the judge, you cannot call yourself the judge of God and keep on sinning. That will say, look at this. That's supposed to be your child. She's sinning every day. This is supposed to be your child. She's fornicating every time. And she wants to pay her with a good husband. How can she have a good husband when she's sitting with everybody's husband? So, God already giving us that power. We just have to use it. And he has given us the manual. That any time we're making is available to us.
That's the one. The son of the city. So I don't think the devil has any power over us.
None.
The last question we're going to go over before we see the little 3.5 minutes is, how have you seen the enemy actively attempt to destroy you and or others around you? That can be at any given time of the day. They need to be more specific, I think, on this. But any part of our life, it's always actively involved. I'm going to give you a good example. Today, Pastor helped me out
because I had to bring a cake in to work. So he made sure he met me at my office, and I came downstairs and I got the cake. And I wanted to go back upstairs. I said, I'm going to take the elevator and go off because I got this cake. I don't want to stumble. I don't want to fall. Well, I took the elevator upstairs, and when I got upstairs to go through, I scanned. And then in the middle of the day, they had where they looked like they was getting ready to do some sort of check. And I'm saying to myself, okay, this our biggest day on this box is they keep refrigerating. It's about 87 degrees outside. I can't be standing out there with this tape like this. So I said to myself, you know, the devil is not going to keep me from missing this meeting. I already knew in advance that we had this meeting. I already knew in advance that this tape was required at the end of this meeting. So as I'm going up and I see all this activity, I started instantly praying, Lord, don't let me bring any type of embarrassment to my household. Let this be a success. Let me just walk and keep on going. And when I got up there, that's exactly what happened. You know, he pointed for some of us to go over, and I was able to walk in. But I identified, okay, Rhonda, you knew better, but I was not going to let the devil have the final hand and actually have me caught up in something to bring shame. I already know that God doesn't create jumps. I'm not jumps. So therefore, I'm a direct reflection of him because I live as a Christian. So when I say do not bring shame upon my household, that is the entire household of Christianity. We're not going to be shameful out here. And that prayer allowed me to actually get through without any type of difficulty. So that's where I actively seen it, and that was just recently, maybe about 11:30 today. So you just pick one.
This has been tough one. You had a lot of
tough ones.
You got any time. He did the same that 15, 16 years ago. My marriage was rocky. But a part of that friends that are going through the same thing, when I talk to them, share a lot of things with them, their marriage will get back on call. And people will be saying, you're listening to me. She doesn't have a marriage, and she's advising, if she knows how to do it, how come she's not taking her home? And when that statement got to me, I told myself, my marriage is on the road, so I shouldn't be walking into other people. But God told me, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Whether yours is doing okay or not, whenever you see something going bad and you don't lend a hand or a word to it, it will come back to you.
Amen.
And that also was one of the reasons that when I see something that is going on bad, I'm going to say, hey, not your business, so leave them home. I remember what God told me in Ezekiel 3:18. And I think, tell everybody, I know you won't like it. I know you say it's not my business. I'm a busybody. But I'd rather let you call me busybody than God slap me. I won't get the slap from you. I will still take my own. You don't have to take it. But I know that God will say, okay, my daughter, you've done your own thing. The rest is blessed to God. So I'm not ashamed to preach the gospel. Whether you accept it or not, man is to sow the seed of righteousness. And I think that's what we present. A lot of us are afraid of, oh, and he's going to say, I'm proposing, and it's not my business. It is your business. It is that of God to correct what means not to be unacceptable. You need to correct it.
Amen.
Well, I think this question is very simple question and very wide broad question. Because as many times in different churches that I have seen that things are happening that need to be addressed. Even general overseer, church members, ministers that have seen that this is not right, this is not good by God. and in the process of trying to address it, enemy which I will try to make it as if what I'm saying, I'm not saying. What I'm saying, I know it's not right. So the devil will try to manipulate to make it to them as if it's right. I mean, they wrong. It's the wrong thing. Like, that doesn't like me. I don't speak when I see things. I'm quiet. I talk when I'm supposed to talk. When I don't want to talk, I'm just quiet. So, but in a situation like that, I still believe that devil is not winning. Because at the end of the day, the will of God will be made.
Amen.
No matter what. So, devil has tried several times, always fail. And he will continue to fail.
Now we're going to actually see the short clip before we let Pastor come up with his statement. Outending.
It's up as well.
It's what? Is that the book?
Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. I'm not as judge you are. But I'm asking you, please, don't let him do this.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we all see the goodness in her?
Yes. Yeah.
When she gave everything to Jesus, that joy came. This is exactly what every one of us, we should be doing. Every one of us, we should be bringing joy into our hearts. Every one of us should be just be bold enough to tell Satan, to tell them that the heritage, get out of my house.
Amen.
We should be saying, devil, my house is not for you. My house is for Jesus.
Amen.
The commander in chief of my house is Jesus.
Amen.
The Alpha and the Omega is the commander of my house. Not them. Whatever thing that is going on in your house, you have authority to speak it and tell Jesus that you are the Alpha and you are the Omega of my house, not them. That is what that lady did in that movie. She was fed up.
Yeah.
After crying. She looked at herself and said, my house, I must claim my house back.
Amen.
Whatever thing that is going on in our house, it is time for us to rise.
Amen.
And claim authority.
Amen.
Devil cannot control our house.
Amen.
Devil cannot control our marriage.
Amen.
Devil cannot control our finances.
Amen.
Devil cannot control our children. Devil cannot control our life.
Amen.
The strategy to win, Jesus has given it to us.
Amen.
We just have to follow the strategy of Jesus. We fast, we pray, we believe in Him. Continue to trust Him. We need to stop checking our mind. We check our mind too much. The strategy of winning, Jesus already gave it to us. He said, occupy till I come. He did not say, we should occupy halfway till He comes. Occupy till I come. We are going to talk to that devil tonight.
Amen.
To remove his hand
yes.
from our family.
Yes. Amen.
You want to sit down, please sit down. You want to stand up, stand up. You are going to pray. You devil.
You devil.
Remove your hand from my family. Remove your hand from my family. You devil. Remove your hand from my family. You devil. Remove your hand from our family. You devil. Remove your hand. Remove your hand from my family. You devil. Remove your hand from my family. Remove your hand. Remove your hand from my family. You devil. Remove your heart in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. I'm going to talk to that devil to remove his hand from your finances. You satanic devil, to remove your hand from my finances. I command you in the name of Jesus. Now, remove your hand now. You satanic devil, remove your hand. Remove your hands from my finances. Remove your hands. Remove your hands from my finances. You satanic devil. Remove your hands. Remove now. Remove your hands. In Jesus' mighty name, we are
free. Amen.
Amen. Devil don't have any power. God is a Maradona. He can manipulate to make us feel like He is great. He is powerful. We are going to pray. This last prayer. Every manipulation of the devil.
Every manipulation of the devil.
To delay my family. Be roasted by fire. Every manipulation of the devil. To delay me. To delay my family. To delay my children. Be roasted by fire. Let the devil and their manipulation be roasted He rose it. By fire of the Holy Ghost. By fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Please believe that Jesus can do all things. It's the strategy that we need. If we get the strategy, it's the key. What we think is difficult will flow into our hands. Goodness will flow. Breakthrough will flow. It's the strategy, the right strategy. It's your turn. It's my turn. Jesus will come with the crown of glory. Jehovah will come with the crown of glory. I pray for you tonight. Unlimited joy will overshadow you.
Amen.
We overshadow your father. Divine turnaround that you have been waiting for. God will give it to you.
Amen.
No more struggle. No more weeping. No more crying.
Amen.
No more failure.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Strategy to win. God will give it to you.
Amen.
You will be a winner.
Amen.
For the rest of your life.
Amen.
You are already a winner.
Amen.
And you will continue to be a winner.
Amen.
Your family shall be a winner.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
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 And amen. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, boy.